You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 173, part one, tips to stop yelling.
Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready?
All right, welcome back. I hope you're having a wonderful week. I have just wrapped up doing the free webinar of five tips of how to stop yelling at your kids. And it was a lot of fun. And had a good time and we had a good turnout. And I just thought, what better way to help more people than to share it with you on the podcast? So the webinar was an hour long. And instead of doing an hour long episode, when I know your time is so precious, I thought I would just break this up into weekly episodes where I would go through the different parts. If you want to see the full thing with all my many technical problems, go ahead. You can go to the Facebook group, the No Yelling Mamas. It's on my, oh my goodness, I'm struggling today. It is on my website, coachmegthomas.com. I've had some dads ask to join, and so I probably need to change it to No Yelling Parents because the revolution is here. People are wanting to do something, but they don't know what to do. It's so interesting. This is a side tangent. It's just interesting because it's so socially acceptable to yell at your kids. And even if you bumped your kids or spanked them or did anything like that, people would be like, oh, were they being naughty? Were they, oh, you poor thing, like that you had to yell at them? There's so much of just this interesting social acceptance of that it's okay to berate your children, belittle them. It's almost like they deserve it. And it's so interesting because now we have all these children who have disconnected from their parents, who are letting their peers lead their lives, and they're more connected with what their friends think and say than what mom or dad say. So I think deep down in everyone's heart, they know that that isn't working. But they don't know how to stop because a lot of times their parents yell at them too, right? And they don't know what to do. So I love that there are so many people out there trying to figure it out. And I was there too, because I grew up in a family where there was lots of yelling and abuse and all those things. And so when I had children, I just knew, oh, I was never going to yell at my kids. And then I had like 1,000 of them and I saw how stinking easy it was to yell at your kids. And I had to, goodness, I had to study and pray and cry and research and do all these things to figure out how in the world to stop yelling. And I love that I get to give you the abridged version so you don't have to spend 15, 20 years figuring it out, that you can do it in a few months and really help you to get on track to do those types of things. So I love that I get to do that. It was fun. I had somebody in Mama's Members talking about that she'd been in Mama's Members this summer and just saying, I feel like I've gone to college and the things I've learned, I've just been absorbing and it's just been so amazing. And so anyway, it's so fun. I love that I get to give you the shortcut. So anyway, I want to give you tip number one today. And then each week I will give you an additional tip. So you can have a short and sweet thing right in your pocket, playing your podcast. Okay, so tip number one, not yelling is actually 80% mindset and 20% skill. So often we think in life, just as life a whole, if we had a magic pill, then just give me this magic pill and I'll be happy. Give me a magic pill and I will be my ideal body weight. Give me a magic pill and I will not be annoyed with my husband or my children or my neighbors or my in-laws or my own family. Give me the magic pill and my house will always be clean, right? Like so often we want this stinking magic pill. That's like, if I just had this pill, everything would be amazing. And we think the same thing with parenting. We call it our magic skill. If I just knew this one magical skill, then, oh my goodness, I wouldn't ever yell at my kids. Now, what's interesting, when people tell me that they want, like, I just need to know, what do I do in this moment? A lot of times it's because they want that behavior to stop and they want it to stop now. And so they turn to yelling. So the skill that they really are hoping for is to completely stop a child's behavior. Now, you can teach a child what you find as an appropriate behavior, and you can guide and you can mentor them, but you cannot force them to just stop that behavior immediately and then think that they won't ever do it again. There is no such thing as a magical skill. So that's why we focus the 80% on mindset, because that's where the biggest, where you're going to see the biggest change. And with that, you will be able to start teaching and guiding your children from a different space and a different energy, which will actually give you long-term results. So the first thing to realize with mindset is to honestly, like, look in the mirror and be 100% honest with yourself and tell yourself, I chose to yell at my children. Yelling is a choice. Friends, that was a hard pill for me to swallow, because for years, and society tells us that it's not your fault and it's so hard, and like, how else do you teach a child if you don't yell at them? And when I had to look in the mirror and say, Meg, you chose to yell at your child. You chose to be critical. You chose to be mean. They didn't make you do those things. And that was hard for me. That was really hard. So I don't know where you are in that. Maybe you're like, I know it's my choice. But wherever, like, but really owning that. Because when you know it is your choice, then you actually have the ability to choose something different if you want to. Now, some people don't mind yelling at their kids. Like, I don't really care. It's just fine. But most people here in this podcast and in the No Yelling group and all those types of things obviously don't like it. So just know that yelling is a choice. And the next thing with mindset is really being aware that your child's action cannot make you yell, right? So maybe you're like, okay, yelling is a choice. Yeah. But when I'm trying to get out the door and I'm like, let's go, and Timmy can't find his shoes, and Sarah's crying, and the baby's had a blowout, like, I'm going to lose my mind. I have to yell at them. You don't. Your child's actions cannot make you yell, right? Even looking at stuff throughout the house, maybe you yell because you see their clothes out. Maybe you yell because they haven't done their schoolwork or they're leaving their schoolwork out. And being honest and calling it what it is and saying, I am getting mad over shoes on the floor, right? Like, it sounds silly when you put it in that way versus my children are so disrespectful to me and they don't pick up after themselves. They treat me like I'm the maid. Like, that puts you in victim mode and yelling mode and being angry and hurt. But like, if you just start calling it what it is, like shoes on floor, dishes on counter, food on floor, book outside. Do I want to allow this book to make me mad? Am I going to choose that? Right? So just realizing that all of these actions and inanimate objects cannot make you yell. Yelling is a choice, and whether or not your child, what they do or don't do cannot make you yell. So maybe you think like, well, okay, cute with little kids. What about teens? What about teens coming home late? What about teens lying to you or sneaking onto a computer? What if your teen gets into porn? Please enlighten me how yelling is going to fix any of those things. If you have a teen who's sneaking behind your back and you are yelling at them, guess what they're going to do? They're going to continue to sneak behind your back. So just knowing, like, yelling is never going to solve a problem long-term, right? You can get a quick fix, but it will not solve it long-term. So breaking it down with mindset of the action of yelling. Now, if you're not familiar with the model, you can go back. I don't know what episode number it is, but it's called How to Solve Any Problem. And talking about the model, so we have circumstance, thoughts, feelings, actions, results. So yelling is the action. And realizing that yelling doesn't come from what other people do or don't do. It doesn't come from inanimate objects like shoes or dishes or books or dirty rooms or anything like that. It comes from a feeling that was created by a thought. So usually some of these thoughts are, my children should insert a million different things, or my children shouldn't insert a million things, right? My children should just get ready on time. My children shouldn't backtalk. My children shouldn't be late. My children should help with the dishes, right? So many different things. Making yourself a victim. Anything like that is going to create a feeling of irritation, anger, rage, frustration. And from that feeling, we'll go to yelling. So I think what a lot of times that yelling is actually driven by is a feeling of being out of control. And yelling actually makes you feel in control and it makes you feel powerful. So it's almost a dopamine hit because you feel big, strong, powerful. You feel listened to. You feel like you matter. But it doesn't last, does it? Or if it did, people wouldn't keep trying to do something different, right? So if you don't want to yell, then you have to think of a different thought. Letting go of thoughts like, my children should just do their schoolwork when I ask them. My children should clean up their dishes. My children should be excited. How many times have you said that one? I've heard that one a lot. They should just want to clean their room. Why? Right? Like none of those thoughts are serving you. So thinking about, what do you want to think? Maybe what do you want to feel? Maybe even daydream, how do I want to respond? Okay, so let's say I usually yell at bedtime and it's because people don't go to bed and I'm tired and they're messing around and I feel like they don't go to bed until they listen to me. So what is that thought? Children should just go to bed. So then you could evaluate it. Okay, I don't want to yell anymore. What do I want to do instead? I want to be patient with them. I want to connect with them in a different way so that they feel okay to go to bed. I want to get curious. Why aren't they going to bed? Are they scared? Do they need a little bit more connection time before bed? Is it just being with firm and loving with boundaries of it's bedtime, we're going to go to bed, right? So you can think of the actions you actually want to take instead of yelling. Then what feeling would need to drive that? Maybe patience, maybe calm, compassion, understanding, love, and then go back. What thought would create that feeling? Like, if I want to feel understanding, it may be like, I get it. I'm super fun. Of course they want to be with me, right? Then I'm understanding. Of course you guys don't want to go to bed. I'm amazing, right? And then you can start creating much better results than yelling. So one of the great side effects of stop yelling and being calm is it then opens the door for teaching. Because a lot of times people yell because they don't like the behavior that their children are doing or not doing, right? But they want to teach, but maybe they're teaching when emotions are high, or they're teaching, maybe you do teach when you're calm, but then you yell for reinforcement, right? So it's not really working. So when you quit yelling, it completely opens the door for teaching. So I talk about this in Mama's Members and talked about it in the webinar as well, but I love these three steps. First, connect, inspire, require. So often we want to go to require. So if that's with behavior or that with their homeschool or something like that, like we want to jump to require. I require you to get up, brush your teeth, do your chores, make your bed, whatever. We jump to there and then they don't know how, don't understand, they don't care. So then you're yelling and you're having that contention with them. So if you start with connect, and it's easier to connect with somebody that you like and that you feel safe, right? So that you're not yelling at them. You're telling them what you love about them, what you like about them, doing all those types of things. And as you are connected with them, that means you open, have open conversations, right? You're safe to talk to, all those types of things. You can move to inspire. And I think the best way to inspire is actually by modeling your behavior. So if I'm connected and I'm showing you how to deal with an emotion when I'm frustrated, you're actually going to be inspired to deal with emotion when you're frustrated. If somebody cuts me off the road and I choose to be calm, I've now inspired my kids like, oh, when somebody does something I don't like, I don't have to yell at them. What? Like, I can just move on and it doesn't have to ruin my day, right? And then we can get to require, where then it is this connection you have, they've been inspired, and then they can just get up and do their chores. They know the appropriate behavior in your family. So I will give you skills as you go through this, but just remember the skills are not the important part, right? If I were just going to give you a skill to lose weight, and I would say, here's exactly what you do. There are so many fitness coaches and all those types of things. If skill was the only thing people needed, we wouldn't need fitness coaches. It's 80% mindset. Just like with yelling, one set of skills is not going to solve all the problems. So just thinking about realizing that yelling is a choice. Your child's actions cannot make you yell. And something I didn't talk about in the webinar that would be good to think of as well with mindset is look at the story you have with your children. Look at the story you have about when you do yell. Do you have a story that this child is difficult? Do you have a story that this child is so hard? Do you have a story that this child is a bully? This child is a pain in the butt, right? Be really, really aware of those stories because your brain's going to look for that. So create a better story so that you can have a better result. All right. So tip one is remember that learning to stop yelling and to actually not even desire to yell anymore, which is super fun. Know that 80% of that is mindset. And that's why we start with coaching and all those types of things, and 20% is skill. And you can find lots of suggestions and skills out there. I have my own suggestions and skills to learn to stop yelling, and we'll dive more into those. Also, if you want to watch the whole video, like I said, go to the Facebook group, No Yelling Mamas, and you can go watch the whole video replayed there. And there will be a No Yelling Boot Camp coming up the end of September. And then we will be doing a boot camp all of October and November. So that give you as many skills as humanly possible, help you with the mindset piece so that this November you can have a yell-free November. All right. So I will see you there, and reach out to me if you have any questions about the boot camp. And I'll be back next week with the next tip. Have a good one.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you.